If you grow up in the middle of a noisy, traffic-clogged city, how do you come to give nature tours as adults? Today, as part of our Life Along the Delaware series, Keisha and Tarsha Scovins take us to the Wingahockin Creek in Germantown. The Scovins sisters run a kids program called Let's Go Outdoors.
My name is Tarsha Scovins.
Okay, and I'm Keisha Scovins, and again, we are at the beautiful Aubrey Arboretum, which is an amazing 56-acre location in the Germantown section of Philadelphia. Tarsha and I are twins, and I'm the baby twin. Most of the Wingahockin Creek is underground, and it's part of our sewer system.
But a portion has been daylighted, and what daylighted means, it's been uncovered. So everything that's flowing through there will make its way through our sewer system, and then it will return to the Delaware River.
Tarsha and I grew up in Connecticut, and so we were what most people would think of as city kids, and we didn't have these outdoor experiences where we're going to local parks or having these green spaces around us. We were basically playing in the street. Our biggest things were red light, green light in the middle of the street, double dutch, and what will we play? Tag.
Freeze tag.
Yep, freeze tag, wiffle ball. And we always remember the biggest piece was when cars would start to come down the street, we would all get all mad because it was like they were interrupting our game. But it was actually the space that we had to play in, so we had to respect the vehicles, of course. But it was so much fun, and that's what we remember. And we were not doing any of that backpacking, any fishing. No, we weren't doing any hiking or any outdoor sports that you would think of for outdoor recreation. No skiing. So Girl Scouts kind of took us a little bit out of the city environment, and we wound up doing a camping experience. And that was probably the first time that we thought and listened to what's outdoors beyond like the cars and the noise of traffic. So I think that that was what really kind of, you know, slowed our pace a little bit, made us think about like, yeah, you know, there's birds out there, the trees, and doing collecting wood and chopping it and starting a fire and walking in the creek. And, you know, so that was really like our first real go at thinking about the outdoors more than just a place to play in the street. So that was probably the first time. Yeah. We always thought we want to go out west. Our mom had encouraged us when we got older to really travel a lot. So Tarsha said, hey, why don't we drive cross country? Why don't we go volunteer? And we got accepted to a volunteer program in Utah after college. And that is where the world changed for us.
I was awestruck by the fact that the scenes in Western movies were real. Like, I always thought they were fake. And as we drove cross country, I saw that, wow, I look outside every day and I see a mountain peak. And I thought that was just the best thing on earth. Yeah, I mean, and I was like, wow, you know, we have to share this with other people. And I mean, like I said, my thing was, you have to see it. It's real. Look outside. I mean, we have to get to these locations and see these forests because they look so amazing. Like, you think they're fake, but they're not. Like, my biggest thing was, you think they're fake, but they're not. And that's how Let's Go Outdoors really got started. Like, okay, we can't take people immediately to a place that they might not be as comfortable. We have to start slower. So that's when we said, well, let's think about what are our connections in our cities and beautiful places like Aubrey, the Wissahickon.
Yeah. Oh, and one of the things with Let's Go Outdoors, we really try and focus on urban outdoor landscapes, because so many times, especially in the city of Philadelphia, people feel there's no outdoor space to actually recreate in or to enjoy. But that's so not true. Just because we hear urban sounds from the streets and the cars doesn't really mean that we're not in an outdoor space. Wow, we just heard the bird chirp. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
So
there was one child who came on one of our explorations here at Aubrey going through the meadow and taking a hike. And I remember he was like, oh my gosh, we're in the woods. And I remember thinking, no, we're not really in the woods too far away from home. Just on the other side of that wall, you know, there is the rush of cars. There is the city. But it was so neat for him to be able to feel as if he was in a very different landscape, a very different environment. And that's one thing that's really great about Let's Go Outdoors, having people visit these nature
areas that are right in people's own backyards. It's a city environment, but we have these natural wonders for people to be a part of.